Supplying aid to the war-ravaged Gaza Strip via a temporary pier on Friday, the U.S. military said, as fighting raged in the Palestinian territory. U.S. Central Command said trucks carrying humanitarian assistance began moving ashore via the long-awaited pier a day after it was anchored to a beach in Gaza. Pictured showed aid being lifted onto a barge in the nearby Israeli port of Ashdod, adding on social media platform X that no American troops went ashore. Israel is responding to charges of genocide at the UN's top court on Friday after South Africa filed an urgent request with the court to issue a ceasefire in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Thursday, saying the situation in Gaza has reached a new and horrific stage. The court has already found that there's a real and imminent risk to the Palestinian people in Gaza by Israel's military operations. ICJ judges have broad powers to order a ceasefire and other measures, though the court doesn't have its own enforcement apparatus. Dozens of pro-Israel protesters gathered outside the International Court of Justice, one telling the AP, "I hope they take a wise decision and they know it's not genocide, but that Israel is trying its best to get the hostages back and to end the war." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian police officers went door to door in Vovchansk town on Thursday to evacuate remaining residents as explosions were heard in the background. After reporting fighting in Vovchansk, some 45 kilometers from the city of Kharkiv, the Ukrainian general staff said his troops had launched a counterattack to hit back at the invaders. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday, Moscow's offensive in Ukraine's Kharkiv region aims to create a buffer